Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Suhan is a great columnist in Minneapolis at the legendary Star Tribune that's still in service. Thank God. Some of the good papers are still hanging in there. Jim, how you doing? Thanks for coming on the bench.
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
I'm hanging in, my man. Let me start with this crazy race with the Twins and Indians and, like, tell everybody across North America, you know, really, in essence, when it started. And I don't even think it's going wrong for them at all. But is it for you more Cleveland than that Minnesota has let it slip away? Or how do you see it? What's happened?
Yes. First of all, you know, went into the season, most people thought Cleveland would win the division easily. I think Vegas had the Twins at like 78 to 80 victories. I thought they were maybe an 86-win team. And then the Twins go crazy, right? They start get on a pace to break the record for home runs. They're still on that pace. The pitching was good enough. The fielding was excellent. They come out to an 11.5 game lead. They're playing phenomenally well, probably at an unsustainable rate. And part of it was they're beating up a lot of bad teams. There are a lot of bad teams in the American League, and a lot of them in the American League Central, and the Twins took advantage of that. Cleveland had pitching injury problems, got off to a slow start. Probably played a tougher schedule early, so it looked like the Twins were just a far superior team. Really, mostly this is a market correction. Cleveland is a great organization. It's a really good team. They have, you know, they finally got Ramirez going, Santana going to go with Lindor. They started scoring runs to support a surprisingly good pitching staff that has survived its injuries, and they beat the crap out of the bad teams in the AL Central. I think they're 20-3 against Detroit and Kansas City, I think it is. Well, those are the teams that the Twins are going to be playing the rest of the way. So, Twins have played about 500 ball in the last, and as we're talking here, Santana hits a walk-off home run.
Right.
So, things are going really well for Cleveland. So, you know, Twins have played 500 ball over like the last 50 games, something like that. Not horrible, but not great. Some injuries have caught up with them. They're not as good a team when Buxton's not in the lineup. Cruz is now hurt. He's really their leader. And their pitching depth got banged up. You know, Cleveland's playing great. The Twins are not playing great, and the Twins are just going to have to take advantage of a much easier schedule the rest of the way to handle this.
So a lot of people think, Jim, that Minnesota will have this advantage schedule-wise. The Twins' schedule includes Brewers, Rangers, Royals, Tigers, White Sox. Only the Brewers and Rangers have winning records, with the latter three all under 500. And then Cleveland's opponents, the Yankees, Rays, Phillies, Mets, Angels, four of those five are playoff race teams. And the Angels aren't exactly too shabby either. But the key is that that Twins series with the Indians is in Cleveland, correct?
That is correct. The other key to the schedule is I think the Twins' last 10 games are all against White Sox, Royals, Tigers. So, you know, as much as we love the head-to-head matchups and the drama of it, and I do love it. It's just been great baseball when these teams have gone at it. And I love the way the Indians play. You know, the Twins could kind of meander around and still win it in the last 10 days.
So, you know, no one saw this coming, this team this year. And one of the things I'd love you to tell me about is, like, all the power. Oh, my God, the home runs they're hitting. Like, they're the team that's going to destroy the record. Is that not about right?
That's right. They are going to break the record, and they're going to break the team record in a couple of weeks here. They're going to break the major league record probably by mid-September. And it's a culmination of things. They had a lot of really talented guys with power potential come into their own. Max Kepler went from being kind of a mediocre hitter last year to being a monster this year. You know, Rosario is a pretty proven home run hitter, even though he's not a very big guy. And so they took a bunch of guys like that and added Nelson Cruz, who hits 40 a year and is, you know, other than this injury, has been phenomenal. And Marwin Gonzalez, who hits, you know, a reasonable number of home runs, and C.J. Cron, who has hit a bunch of home runs, and Jonathan Scope, who hits a lot of homers for a second baseman. So they added about four power guys, to a young lineup that was very capable of hitting home runs. Mitch Garver came on. You know, everybody thought he'd be a good hitter at some point. Nobody thought he'd be this devastating. And then, frankly, they went from Joe Mauer making $24 million a year, being a singles hitting first baseman, to having Cruz and Crone and Scope for about the same amount of money they were paying Mauer, and that transformed their lineup.
Wow, that's crazy and smart. I got to ask you, Jim, tell me about the Cruz injury, the wrist, because I heard he's not going to have surgery and that he can continue back into the lineup. Is that accurate?
Yeah, they just found, it looked bad. And a wrist in hitters, that's a terrible combination. But he went to New York, saw a specialist. He's going to join the team tomorrow in Milwaukee to resume baseball activities. Now, I don't know what's realistic as far as how quickly he can get back. He did tear a tendon, but it wasn't any worse than that. I don't know. Man, wrists just take so long for hitters to heal. He wants to play, obviously, but maybe it's probably going to be a while.
Wow, because I think he's got a sickening bat. I mean, that guy is so dangerous at the plate, and wherever he goes, Seattle, wherever, Minnesota, look what he's done. Now that you didn't, Jim Suhan with us, the great columnist from Minneapolis, did you even expect this at all? Like when they went to spring training, did you think you were going to have this much fun this summer? Because there's nothing like having, your team as a fan or as a columnist or a beat writer that covers the team, let's say hypothetically, that there's nothing better than having your team in it. If you're covering one or if you're a fan of one, like at this point of the season forward through October, there's nothing better than this. Did you see any of this coming?
Well, first of all, as a columnist, my summers are really awful when the local team stinks and they're a blast and the team's good. So I love it when I just love covering meaningful baseball. You know, I always tell people, when people ask me what my favorite sport is, I always tell them, my favorite sport is good baseball. My least favorite sport is bad baseball. So I thought this was about, mid-80s win team, maybe low-80s win team. And usually I try not to pay attention to much that I see in spring training because it can fool you so badly. This is the one time I went to spring training thinking, they're average team. And watching the way Cruz worked, watching the way he led young players, watching the way he calmed things down and took a real leadership role in there. And in fact, they added Marwin Gonzalez, who would be he covered up for Snow when Snow was out. And he's another guy who's been on winning teams. I just felt like something good was going to happen. Now, I didn't expect them to break a home run record. I can't even say I expect them to win the division. I also will say that I talked to some Twins people behind the scenes who said, we really respect Cleveland. We think they're really good. But if things go right here, we could win this division. And I actually believe them.
So, Jim, who do you think's been more impressive from your standpoint watching pitch every 5 days, Jose or Jake?
Well, Jake was kind of unbelievable the first couple of months of the season. He was almost unhittable. And he's never really been that guy. He's always been a smart, quality start pitcher, not a dominant guy. So Odorizzi was blowing people away, and that was a little strange. And that, we got a market correction on that. He pitched really well in his last outing, but he did go through a down spell. Berríos, it's weird because he's having a good season. He's an all-star caliber pitcher, but he's not quite the guy I think they want to see because he's been kind of thrown. His fastball has not been lighting it up. He's got a great breaking pitch, and he's been nibbling a little bit. So even though the results are good, even though this team's ace, even though he's a tough guy and a really hard worker, I feel like there's more there. I feel like he should be pitching at 96 and really beating people instead of throwing it like 92 and trying to get through lineups.
So let's talk real quick for a few minutes about the Vikings. What do you think is going to happen with this team this year? Because a lot of people, they on this show anyway, I'll be honest with you, they talk about Cousins, and it's less than pleasant. For the money that guy makes, you should hear the comments people say about him. Even though he throws all these touchdowns and everything, most people say he doesn't come up big when it matters.
Well, listen, I was in favor of the signing. His numbers are spectacular. He always completes 70% of his passes, throws for 4,000 yards. He has great arm talent. He can throw every pass in the book. But we did see that last year. He performed really well early, and when things got tough and he needed to kind of make up for some deficiencies in the offensive line, It didn't go well. He did not come up big in the big games. He had the screaming match with Adam Thielen, who's like one of the best guys you'll ever meet and should not be used as a scapegoat on the sideline. Cousins looked terrible in the last month of the season, and some of it was the offensive line, but some of it was on him too. He has a lot to prove here. I will give him credit. He came out, you know, a couple weeks ago and said that. He said, yeah, I know my stats look good. I know that I'm going to be judged by winning and losing. I got to make that happen. He's absolutely right. It, for what he's making, the fact they brought him into a good team, he's got to win games.
Do they think Jim Suhan with us, the great columnist from the Star Trib and many, do are they excited that they landed Vedvik, the kid? I can't believe they, that all these teams wanted this kicker because – you know, the Ravens had Tucker, and so they made him expendable, and they got a draft pick out of him, a fifth rounder. Today, your coach was talking about him punting and place kicking.
Yes, and Zimmer has been tough on his kickers, tough on his special team guys. Dan Bailey has not looked great in practice. They've messed around with now changing holders. They just cut their veteran long snapper and are going with the long snapper they drafted. And Wiley had a decent year last year as a punter. But I think Zimmer likes the idea of two things. I think he likes the idea of bringing in somebody who's really talented and can handle both jobs and also saving a roster spot, which can be big for a team that probably wants to stash an extra offensive lineman or an extra special teamer. But a lot of this is also Zimmer. He's old school. He doesn't want to have to think about his kicker or his punter. He just wants them to go out and do the job. He's kind of like Parcells in that way, his old mentor. He just thinks like, you're a stupid kicker. Just kick the ball through the uprights. Don't make me worry about you.
How do you think Dalvin Cook's going to do?
He should, if he's, it's all health. If he's healthy, he will have a monster season. They want to use him a lot. They want to run the ball more. They're going to use more two tight end sets, which should make him less predictable, which should also be, you know, help him in the running game. They want to get the ball to him in the flat. They want to get the ball to him down the field. He should be an absolute monster if he's healthy.
So they got the Falcons to open the season at home, and then they go to Green Bay. Who are you worried about? Are you worried about the Bears, the Packers, or both of them in this division?
Both. The Bears are really good, and if Trubisky progresses, they could be a Super Bowl team. I don't know that, you know, you can count on Trubisky progressing, but if he does, they have pretty much everything else you would want. I really think Gase is a hell of a coach. You know, the Packers, I love watching Aaron Rodgers. And that roster has some flaws, but I will always think that Aaron Rodgers has a chance to win the division if he has a good year.
I got a minute left, respectfully. Will that basketball team of yours ever amount to anything with all that talent they've had and that far hasn't done anything?
Boy, Gerson Rosas, I think, is a really sharp guy, but they missed on D'Angelo Russell. They didn't get the guard they wanted in the draft. It feels like they're 2-3 years away from really having a good shot at this thing. They're just not good enough in the West right now.
Jim, great stuff. I love your columns. We'll catch up throughout the season, see how the Vikings are doing and the Twins the rest of the way, see how they do down the stretch and in the playoffs. Thanks for coming on the bench tonight.
Thanks a lot, Scott. I'll see you.
All right, Jim Suhan from the Star Trib in Minneapolis with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.